Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And as we get back into our colleges, and certainly somebody who probably doesn't need much of an introduction. He's been around for 6 years, a tremendous coach at Bethune-Cookman University, getting a lot of kids from around the state, especially in South Florida, and a coaching staff that, wow, it's like a who's who of the guys that I've seen for so many years. Head coach Terry Sims is kind enough to join us. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time on this Monday.
Larry, how you doing, man?
Doing great, doing great. I know you're doing extremely well. You've got a good nucleus coming back. You have a competitive schedule. Obviously, you'll be making a trip to South Florida. But the one thing when I was looking at you guys is your coaching staff. I mean, it's like a who's who of guys that I've seen for years, if not decades, with Coach Mike Canales and Terry Williams and Prince Pearson, who I've known since his high school coaching days, and Earl Lane, who's been around, and Coach Luol McCray, and Carl Franks, who probably is as old as I am now. So, I mean, you have got, and you surround, and it's so important, I think, you know, in this day and age, to give those kids the best coaching and the best advantage, and you certainly have done that.
I have, you know, we did a great job, I think, even back, you know, 2 years when Coach Jenkins was here. We tried to always bring guys into this program that would help us elevate it. And not really ever thinking about where guys came from and not being afraid to approach guys, because football is football. And once guys get here and they see what we have going on here, it's a hard place to leave once you get here. You're actually 2 miles from the beach. You're coaching college football, you know, really on the beach. Great university. It's a family atmosphere around this whole university, really around the whole town. A lot of great people here, a lot of great fans. Our alums take care of us. So it's been good here. This is going on my 12th year here, 7th wow. as the head coach. It's just been a great ride. Looking forward to continue and for us to get back, you know, in the saddle and start back winning games like we have been in the past.
You know, Coach, for so many years, the HBCU has been maybe taken for granted. And maybe the last 2-3 years has become a spotlight, obviously maybe because of Deion Sanders, but I think it goes a little bit further. I mean, you look at, you know, coaches like Coach Scott at Howard and some of the other programs that are getting, you know, a lot of the shine. I mean, back in the day, even though that Eddie Robinson was at Grambling, they probably weren't, they didn't think of it as HBCU, and they didn't look at it that. They just looked at them as another program. Talk about that what's happening now and the spotlight that's being shined in these historically black colleges and universities that are bringing, you know, some of the tradition back and bringing some of those guys, if you remember as well as I do, at schools like Alabama A&M and South Carolina State University and Prairie View and schools like that, there were always guys ending up in the NFL, and that's what I think that they're trying to get back to. Talk about that.
Well, I think when you look at HBCUs have put a lot of guys in NFL, and they have graduated a lot of guys to go on and do, you know, great things in other areas of football and other areas of life. When you look at an HBCU, you think about, you know, a lot of people say, well, just, you know, small black schools. If you have never had the experience of being on an HBCU campus, you won't really know what you're missing. I think when kids leave campuses of HBCUs, you have a different outlook, a different view of life, because you have to work and earn everything on these campuses. But I think what happens, the kids are prepared for life when they leave here. As far as football goes, there's been a lot of guys, and you've mentioned, you know, Eddie Robinson, you mentioned Alabama A&M, you mentioned Prairie View, you know, all those schools that have had people come out, go to the NFL and do well. When we got here, we have had transfers coming into Bethune-Cookman since 2010. And we have done well with them. We actually set a target to go out and look for a lot of guys that were from South Florida, from North Florida, just from the state period, that were at FBS schools that maybe was not playing like they thought they should be, or they were just not happy. And, you know, guys were contacting us, and we had an opportunity to go out and you know, build this program into what it was for so many years. We took a step back last year, but that was, you know, really the first year we had. You look at 12 years and you had two bad years. So we had a good run, I think, and certain circumstances and situations hurt us in the last year, but that's over. And we're working, and I think we put a coaching staff together. We put a program, a team together to go out and not just be competitive. We're going out to win football games.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Terry Sims is the head coach at Bethune-Cookman University. And you bring up last year I was at a Treasure Coast football game and had the opportunity to sit next to Hall of Famer Edgerrin James, whose son Eden plays at Treasure Coast and arguably could have gone anywhere in the world, and he's going to Howard. And it was explained to me by his father that it was more important for him to send his kids to HBCUs to get that tradition. And I can understand. I mean, I can fully understand. I mean, I know where Deion Sanders is coming from, and I know where a lot of these coaches are coming from. Because, I mean, you can't teach that tradition, as you mentioned. Once you go on a campus and understand and research what has gone on at Mississippi Valley and Florida A&M and Alcorn and all those schools, especially Grambling and Southern, which were probably the two schools that grabbed most of the attention. I mean, I understand that, and it's a great thing. Now, that brings up your schedule. Obviously, it's going to be a challenging schedule once again. Miami to open, and then you got a gauntlet with South Carolina State, and you got Grambling, and you got Alabama A&M and Tennessee State, and you finish off the year against Florida A&M in a classic in Orlando. Talk about that. I know it's not always wise to look ahead, but certainly you got to prepare.
Well, I think, you know, we'll go from the bottom up, and the classic is always special, and I think it's something that a lot of people don't really know about classics and you know what they entail. Bethune-Cookman University and Florida A&M, we're the only two universities that play in the classic where the universities own the classic outright. We don't have a promoter. We don't have a sponsor that owns our classic. We have sponsors, but the two universities own the classic outright. So that's something special in itself. I think we have two great fan bases. We have you know, folks that they root for each other during the year. We talk trash, but it's a dogfight, you know, on that one day. It's an atmosphere that's unmatched. I've been to a lot of different classics, and of course, everyone that's going, you know, that's from a certain school is going to say that their classic is great, and they should. But I think when you look at the Florida Classic, it is something, energy, the atmosphere there is something that you have to experience at least once in your lifetime.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach, again, thanks so much for stopping by. Great program. Like I said, I mean, that coaching staff alone, I mean, that gets you. I mean, you did an awesome job in hiring. I think these guys are going to teach and they're going to motivate. They're going to take a lot of these young men to the next level. Again, thanks so much. Have a great rest of your summer, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. You have a good day.
Good stuff. Oh, you too. Coach Terry Sims, head coach at Bethune-Cookman University, good guy, a hard worker. As he said, they've only had two bad years in the last 12 years. Coach Jenkins was there before. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.